4-0 Regina over the Blades tonight here at SaskTel Center. Time for the live interview segment. Head coach Dan DeSilva is here.
Thank you.
A little bit frustrating, a little bit disappointing, obviously, and give me the emotions that you feel after that sort of a game.
Yeah, I mean, we just had a lengthy chat with the players. You know, nobody's happy right now, to be honest with you. They're feeling it. It's honestly been a long stretch here, really since we headed out on the road to the U.S., where we really feel like we're not getting the bounces. You know, it's been a long stretch of we're doing a lot of good things. We're working hard in practices. We're like the last 2 days, the practices were some of the best of the year. You know, we show up and I didn't like our start, obviously. But again, like some posts, some crossbars, some bad bounces, some missed nets. And, you know, I think that we're just gripping our sticks a little bit too much. Like they definitely want it. They're working for it. But, I almost feel like we're playing afraid to lose versus going out there and playing to win, which, you know, is a completely different mindset, and mentality. So, we're feeling it right now. The guys are going through it. Lots of guys hanging their heads and, I'm right there with them. I feel for them. But we know that we have to stick together in order for this thing to turn around, and it will. It will eventually turn around. It's just, it's hard when you're a teenager and you're going through a stretch like we are right now and not getting the bounces. So we regroup, we reset, and we keep showing up and working.
Yeah, I mentioned to start this post-game show that you hope that this is rock bottom today and that everything goes up from here.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, and I'm not going to go in there and beat a dead horse or be hard on the guys. Obviously, they know. They know that it's not good enough right now. They know they're not getting the bounces, but you have to work for that. It's not just given to you. You have to show up and work every day, not just in practices. You have to show up and work in the games too. And like I said, it's been a long stretch of struggles here, and we just got to stick together and keep pushing and believing in each other and believing that this thing will change.
Jackson?
Another game where you outshoot the opposition, which I know it doesn't matter, but out of the 32 shots, were you happy with the quality of shots and the scoring chances generated tonight?
Yeah, I felt like we did create quite a bit. We also missed the net on a lot of, you know, good opportunities too to score. And again, I think that comes down to just maybe gripping the sticks a little bit, trying to pick the precise corner, and then you end up missing the net. And you know, you can never score by missing the net. It doesn't work that way. So, and if you don't hit the net, you don't create second opportunities at least. And so again, like, I just think that we're trying to be a little bit too perfect, or again, just trying to pick their spot when we're shooting, instead of just going out and playing free and not necessarily putting so much emphasis on it. So we just got to get back to basics, get back to playing a simple style, and a hard style, of hockey that, you know, we've had success with over the past few years.
Do you have those same thoughts when you view the power play tonight?
Yeah, I mean, the power play went 0-for-4. Obviously, it didn't step up for us. We could have used a goal or two on the power play. Obviously, it helped change the momentum. That's something we can look at as well. I thought we did create. We had missed some, like, Olsen had a chance in the third period at the back door. We just missed the net. Some other decent looks. But, it's an area where, you know, you get power plays like that, and it's an opportunity right there where they can step up and change the game and change the momentum and get you right back into it or give you the lead, and obviously you didn't get it done.
You shuffled the lines quite a bit tonight too, and nothing seemed to work, unfortunately. Like you said, you had chances but just didn't happen. Do you have to look at reshuffling lines, period, especially now considering you're going to be losing two forwards heading off to World Juniors?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, and we've stuck with the lines for the last few games, and then when you get into the game tonight and you're struggling to get offense, I didn't like the first 20, so I tried to get the guys that were going some more ice time. We weren't obviously rewarded, so it's tough when you change the lines because there's a lack of chemistry there too, but it's something that I was willing to bet on tonight to help give us a spark. And obviously, like, I thought Hayden Harsanyi had a great game, one of our best players, so trying to find him an opportunity to play a little bit more, and I felt like he was the guy that was going to change the game for us. But I mean, unfortunately for him, you know, he couldn't get one past the goalie, and that's, you know, again, the way it's been going for us.
All right, well, look forward to the next time out. Maybe things will change around on Tuesday in Moose Jaw. Thanks, Dan.
Yep, thanks, Les.
Dan DeSilva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining us here on the live interview segment. Again, we're still waiting on the two fellows who are going to be heading off to World Juniors, David Lewandowski and Dustin Veilhoof, to join us. We'll have the three stars and the Blades' unsung hero, as well as the out-of-town scoreboard.